Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An investigative report was published Sunday, and it claims that leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention, which I think leads like 47,000 churches around the country, mishandled sex abuse reports for over 20 years. And at first, they were not going to release the names of the people. Now, apparently, they are. And this just goes to show you that you cannot automatically assume that people who claim to be Christian are Christian. Make somebody prove it to you. Let them prove it with their actions, and don't fall prey to simple words like, I'm a Christian, because so many people who claim to be Christian, so many people who go out of their way to claim to be Christian, may be the least Christian among us. There was an article in 2019 in the Houston Chronicle, and it pointed out that 218 people in Southern Baptist churches were convicted or pleaded guilty to sex crimes. This was 2019. Debbie Vasquez was 14 years old when she was molested by a pastor in her church. She was 18, and a Southern Baptist pastor got her pregnant. In the summer of 2008, Debbie actually went to Indianapolis to ask the Southern Baptist Convention to do something about the sexual predators in the church. Days later, Southern Baptist leaders rejected nearly every proposed reform. So this has been going on for a while, and finally something's being done about it, and I think that's awesome. Pastor Jay Atkins from the First Baptist Church in Westwego, editor of the Southern Baptist Convention Voices, and also member of the Southern Baptist Nominating Committee, joins us on WWL. Pastor Atkins, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Dude, thank you, man. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. So, Pastor, tell me how you feel as a Southern Baptist pastor. How do you feel that this news is finally out?
I cannot express my relief. Scoot, there have been a number of us who for a number of years have tried to dig through some of the obfuscation and cover up that has been going on, honestly, not knowing how rampant this was. It is both at the same time a great embarrassment, heartbreak, but also a great relief that we're finally going to do something about this.
I think that's the really positive part of this. And I'm sure there were Baptists who were looking very critically at the Catholic Church for all that was going on without even realizing that the same thing was going on within the Baptist Church.
You're exactly right. Let me point something out. One of the things I've been a listener of your show for a long time, Scoot.
I appreciate that.
One of the things I always appreciate is not only are you, you talk about your opinion, you also deal in information, and I appreciate that. This is something that a lot of folks don't know, and it might be helpful. Baptists are a strange lot. You might already know that, but we're a strange lot in part specifically because the Southern Baptist Convention isn't really a denomination. Now, it might be weird to hear that from people, but a couple of things Baptists have been about for 400 years have been religious liberty for all people, specifically even those who don't want to be religious, that they have that liberty to do that, and the autonomy of the local church. And so when you look at our convention of churches, it's technically not a denomination like our friends in the Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church, the Assemblies of God, our friends in the Roman Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. We don't have a hierarchical structure in the same way. In fact, when we gather for 2 days of the year, the folks that go from our churches are called messengers. In other words, if there is a structure, it's kind of an upside down structure. So the mm-hmm. churches tell our denomination what to do. Well, for years, a lot of our churches have tried to tell our denomination there are concerns in these areas. Abuse survivors have tried to share this. The problem we have is, even though we don't have a hierarchical structure, there are some folks who think that they are the hierarchical structure, and specifically related to some lawyers in the convention that were more concerned, and this is the heartbreaking part, that were more concerned about protecting financial resources than what we're supposed to be about, and that's the hearts of people. And so it's important to understand in this process, unlike a lot of our sister denominations, that a hierarchical group can go in. If there's a problem, they can remove the pastor. They can do those sorts of things. Here, what we've got with the autonomy of each church, if you have some pervert in the pulpit that, molested some child, well, the church finds out. And then, to save face, they don't call the police, which is a sin and an abomination on its own right. They'll just let that pastor go, tell the people, well, now we need to forgive. And that pastor could go down the street to another Baptist church and fill the pulpit, and no one would know the difference.
Well, Pastor Atkins, this so parallels the plight of the Catholic Church that it's haunting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing. There are leaders, and a lot of us knew this stuff was there, but for arguably, man, the sin nature of people, it doesn't, and you're absolutely right. I've heard you say it a couple of times just today. Christians do more to cause hypocrisy be leveled at the Christian church than anybody else from the outside. And it's terribly unfortunate. Now, let me say one other thing about this list that you've mentioned. Just today, I know you said it was breaking news, and it was just this morning. What we have is our executive committee. That's the group that kind of helps take care of things when we're not in session for the rest of the year for those 2 days. And again, they're not above us or a hierarchical group. We had just found out in this report that one of the, I'm just going to call him one of the bad guys here, one of the bad guys had been keeping an unofficial tally of people who, if they heard about a particular pastor that was abusive, they had been keeping an unofficial tally, not even letting anybody else know. Hmm. And so they had this list of names, and just today, our executive committee voted to absolutely, openly, and transparently release that to the media. So I'm very excited that that's going to come out. I mean, heartbroken, but excited to see some movement there.
Well, here's why I think you should be excited, and all Baptists should be excited by this, because if you point out the bad people, if you point out the perverts within the church, then you at least dismiss them from the general population of the church. And you point out that we're not all like that. And so this is an enlightening moment.
That's exactly right. We let me just tell you, it's not been easy. We have had a struggle, as you know, for years. I am so thankful. You mentioned the report from the Houston Chronicle. Robert Dowden is the guy that helped to open that up and blow that apart. His reporting on this has been tremendous. It's really that and the heart of the abuse survivors who have wanted to see change, who haven't necessarily left us, but wanted to see this thing reconciled and rectified, so to speak. Those folks are the heroes in this, that they've pushed. I've got some friends in the secular media who has done more for us than a lot of the people in the churches. It's really heartbreaking, and so it's been a struggle, but I'm so excited that the tide finally seems to be changing. Now, that's not to say there aren't going to be churches, but because of that autonomy issue, anything we do, in fact, one of the hopes that we had, that many of us have had, is that we would be able to have some sort of database for abusers. Now, in our autonomy, there's a sticking point there, because we don't, the denomination doesn't have the authority, because there is no authority there to kind of oversee that sort of thing. And so some of those folks who have been covering this stuff up have tried to say, well, it's not part of our polity. We can't do it. Many of us are saying, wait, we might not be able to do certain portions of it, but we can absolutely share with our churches if some pervert's trying to come and fill their pulpit. And so we could volunteer, because that's what we do. We're like a rope of sand, our churches. We could voluntarily, in every one of our churches that would be willing to participate, they could participate in this process. There's all sorts of ways we could answer these problems. And finally, I think a corner is turned.
We're talking to Pastor Jay Atkins. He is the pastor at the First Baptist Church in West Wego, and we're talking about the Southern Baptist leaders who have now decided to release the names of these alleged perverts within this community. And apparently this is something that's gone on for a while, and the church itself, to protect itself financially and to protect the power of certain individuals, the church has, as an organization, has tried to keep all of this very quiet. Pastor, I don't know if you can, but try to shed light on the individual that uses God, that uses Jesus's name to molest somebody.
One of the tenets of the Baptist faith is that human beings aren't all good with some bad. We're pretty much bad with some good. And so the way that we've described that is to show, and I use the little joke about you don't have to teach your child how to lie. You have to teach them to tell the truth. And that is kind of a statement of human nature. And my friend, unfortunately, as you know, just because you call yourself a Christian certainly doesn't mean that you're a regenerate believer in Jesus Christ. And churches, unfortunately, are proving grounds for some of these perverts. They attend, and that sounds dismissive. Let me rephrase that. For these sick people to prey on innocent folks, that's why you see it with children, with young women in the church, even with older women and even men in the church. There's a man in the convention that's been just as much a part of trying to combat this, and it was a man who was abused in a Southern Baptist church. What we have in a church is a built-in place for people to trust, or that's what it's supposed to be. That's what we all want it to be. And with that built-in trust comes a little naivety, or let's say sometimes a lot of naivety. And that's why, for instance, in our church, we probably about 5-7 years ago, we went full bore into some of these things, making sure that every person that works with our children have background checks, that every person, that we've got two adults in every room with a minor. Unfortunately, there are some churches that don't think that way. They trust and they allow people to come in. And it's wolves in sheep's clothing. It's nothing new. It's the history of man. Yeah.
You know, Pastor, I think it's one of two things that happens, and I'm not really sure which dominates. It could be somebody that is predisposed to do this people, and so they seek a position that puts them in a position to do that. But then I also wouldn't rule out the possibility that some people may gain such power godlike characteristics that they feel like they can do it and get away with it.
Right. You're absolutely right. And I would argue a case in point, and this is one that has broken my heart. There was a highly respected pastor in the Southern Baptist Convention who's a former president of our convention that the report points out that he, with credible accusation, with credible witnesses, that he forcibly pushed himself on the wife of another pastor and molested her. And this was someone who has led conferences on being a good husband and all those sorts of things. I was it Lincoln that said power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely? I want to say it was Lincoln who said that. Man, you see that everywhere. You certainly see it in politics. You see it in the church, and it's sad.
Pastor, are you and will other pastors address this from the pulpit Sunday in church?
I actually addressed it this past Sunday And I told our church, and they, you know, I laid out what was going to be coming and what was happening. And of course, if anybody has any questions in our congregation, and I'm sure many of our other brothers and sisters at other churches are going to do similarly, to be able to answer and be open and transparent and answer any and every question. That's what we've got to do. We've got to move toward transparency.
Right.
If we don't, we're going to find ourselves in the same boat that we always are. There is no, the hallmark of Christianity, Scoot, as you know, is repentance, expression of repentance. And that's exactly what we're not doing. For political power or financial sake, let's just cover these things up. Here's the thing that most disgusts me. You'll have these guys who'll say, you know, we want to save the look of the church. We don't want to bring reproach on the name of Jesus. And they'll tell these survivors, you know, Jesus tells us to forgive. And so we need to move forward and forgive and not press charges. Listen, there is a difference between a person being forgiven and a person appropriately paying for the sin that they commit that's against the law. And so we've got to not be embarrassed. We have to be completely transparent about this stuff.
Pastor Jay Atkins, thank you so much for your time. And I'm going to keep your number. If we have any other questions about this or other issues involving Baptists, we will give you a call. But you're a pastor at the First Baptist Church in Westwego. Pastor Atkins, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Scoot. Take care. Right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.